Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check this out. This is Fresh Get Out of the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Blunt Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C. Murray.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Dizzy Bomb.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Randy Brand.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
Yo, it's your boy Gangsta Nim. I'm out here on the Murder Master Music Show with my producer D-Tender.
Nothing but the real interviews with legendary artists. Still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records revealing that each and the rappers are coming up, getting put on. We needed a platform to fight the mainstream. The show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on screen and follow a wizard.com for all of your needs. Production and mixing and mastering graphics. Just download the song. Check out the archives and touch with the shows. Study your content and view it. It's everything free to download and stream. Oh, yeah, we deserve the real review.
Unstoppable, we beat, we fought our beats, we represent. All them killers on the mic, and we should love to all your fans. Motherfuckers wanna hate. Do your thing, we keep the focus. Bringing nothing but the rhythm, coming tune into the dopest.
I'm a madman, going crazy, knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's UGS for life. Dog, hip hop ain't dead. Represent for them legends, rapping mumble rappers. So we ain't sitting on the hip. Two pocket beats, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's the Murder Master Music Show. Free the homie Gangsta Pro. I see these rappers on these streets, I got my chop about to blow. Stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
We coming in a strong, I see you feeding for the show. Let's get the drum, let's get it on.
What's up, everybody? This is episode 438, Murder Master Music Show, only at UGSForLife.com. We got some special guests in the building tonight. I'm going to bring them on in a minute, but first I'm going to tell you a little bit about them. They, of course, was on a deep cover cipher that the homie Pittsburgh Pat and Scratch put together, the Sleepwalkers, man. I'll tell you what, these guys are from Houston. You know what I'm saying? Much love to our people in the H. Also, all over Texas, you know, all you guys be safe. I just heard that they upgraded that hurricane to a Category 4. So everybody over there, you know what I'm saying, be safe. Hope everything's all good, you know what I'm saying. But these guys, I'm going to tell you what, they just dropped a project produced by the homie D-Tag, you know what I'm saying, who just did work on the Gangsta Nip, Brother Nip album, Soldiers Only, which is available now on iTunes, as well as the Dead Click album, which is available for free download at DatPip. And so is this new Sleepwalkers album, Secret of the Ooze. You know what I'm saying? Evil S and Murder Man. You know what I'm saying? They bring you 18 bangers, you know what I'm saying? Featuring the likes of course, Gangsta Nip, you know, our brother D-Tag, K Reno, Nodis. I mean, these are one of the only guys, I think the only group to feature Nodis, all three members. You know what I'm saying? That's huge right there. Go to UGSForLife.com, check out my review. You know what I'm saying? Also, click on the Artist of the Month page. Check these guys out. There's a bio up there to tell you about them. You know what I'm saying? Man, really support these dudes. Support what they're doing. They put out a dope project, and they got more coming. We're gonna find out about it all right now. Let me bring them on. This is the Sleepwalkers, man. How you fellas doing tonight? You guys good over there in Houston?
Yeah,
Oh, yeah, we good, man. We good. How you doing, homie?
Man, I'm doing real good, man. And huge honor to have you on the show. You know what I'm saying? Like I was saying, I hope everybody over there is safe with that hurricane bullshit that's coming your way. It just upgraded to a 4. It shouldn't be in Houston for at least another day or so, right?
Yeah, this thing's supposedly to like Wednesday, but like I think what's going to hit us is like the tropical storm part, not the hurricane. But I mean,
yeah,
we should still have probably,
shit
we should
all
probably
around
still have some flooding, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, well, y'all definitely be safe, man. And everybody else over there in Houston, Brother Nip.
Yeah.
Just dropped Soldiers Only, another project produced by D-Tag. D-Tag produced 3 projects, you know what I'm saying, this year so far.
Oh, yeah.
The Tag Flick, your guys' album, Sleepwalker, Secret of the Ooze, and Brother Nip's Soldiers Only, man. How does that make you feel, you know what I'm saying, knowing that you're amongst that type of company, man, with the, you know, production from this guy from the Netherlands, man, all the way to the other side of the world, man? What are your thoughts on all this?
Man. You know, Evil Les was just talking before me. Man, that makes us feel great, man. Like, we can't even believe that it's happening, man. Like, we hooked up with D-Tag, through Nip, and Evil had him on Facebook and just started chopping it up with him, and next thing you know, man, he chunked us a track for free. And after that, man, it was a blessing meeting him, straight up, man.
Yeah,
we just changed our whole project and just went in a different direction. We were like, man, he ended up producing more than half the album.
At first,
we were just going to get, yeah, we were just going to get like maybe like 3 of his tracks and add them to the album at first. But after hearing him, we're like, man, we got to get more. And we just kept getting more tracks and making new ideas and coming up with new songs. And next thing, man, he produced like 10 of the tracks. There's 18 tracks. So, yeah.
Wow. So this changed your whole, you guys were going to go in a totally different direction. Then along comes D-Tag, and it changed the course of what you wanted to do with the album. That's dope. What were you originally?
Yeah, man. Right. What's up?
What were you guys originally going to do before you met D-Tag?
We already had, like, the beats in plan and the beats ready and going. And because we had songs that were written for the song about back in 2011, and then we kind of went off and did our own thing. And then we hooked back up in 2016 and started writing. And then those songs that we had written from back in 2011 winded up fitting to what was going on now in this world. So we kept those, and then next thing you know, D-Tag came along, and shit, we were like, fuck, cut this beat, take that beat out, we'll have D-Tag do this beat, do that one, do this new track,
you know what I'm saying? A lot of them got remixed, too. A lot of them were on beats, and we ended up sending him the vocals and like, hey, can you remix this? And they ended up becoming D-Tag tracks instead of the other guy we were using, which was NTS, a random producer off of a website.
Wow. He makes them his own. Yeah, man, that dude is super talented. I mean, you could pretty much, I mean, I was talking about the Too Much Trouble Jack Mission song featuring Seagram.
Next thing
you know, this dude puts together a cipher on that beat. You know what I'm saying? What you guys know about. You guys were on that.
Oh, yeah.
The guy can create anything, man. That's what makes him special, man. I'm glad to know him. Very talented cat. You guys really mesh together real good. Are you guys going to be doing any other things in the future?
Whole album, Resurrect, that's going to be our new LP. Direct, produced entirely.
Yeah, Matt, you there, brother?
Yeah,
you're just breaking up.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, now I got you now.
All right, cool. Yeah. But, yeah, we sent him the vocals and all. He mixed and mastered, but we already got about 13, 14 beats already produced for the next album, which is Resurrect.
Yeah.
So, you already got that already. Oh, okay. So you guys are already ready pretty much.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a lot of these beats, you know, we're probably going to, because we're actually going to get some more beats. And probably, you know, come up with some new shit and add that to what we already got. It's just like, you know, it's a lot of fun working with D-Tag, man. Like you said, he could pretty much do anything. So we got a lot of plans, a lot of ideas, and we're going to take our time with this one and try to make
it. Yeah, most definitely, man. This new one that you just dropped, Secret of the Ooze, I mean, it's dope, man. If someone hasn't heard it before, you know what I'm saying, what can they expect from this album?
Man, we just wanted to put out a traditional hip-hop horrorcore album, man. You know, just showing love to that genre and that the whole, you know, Gangster Nip. You know, I met Gangster Nip back in like 2008 or 2009 or something like that, and he's just been a real good friend and he's a real good guy, and he's past and now, and
hey guys.
Yeah, are you there?
Yeah, I hear you. Hello. Now. He was breaking up. But you said you met Gangsta Nip in 08 and did you start working with him right away or when did you first start working with him?
The first time I worked with him was in 2010. Met him in 08, 09. Yeah, 09. I met him at the SPC 20th anniversary show. And Steven was, Evil Les was there, and we ended up coming out with Bushwick Bill that night, man. It was crazy.
Man, I know you guys are from Houston, you know what I'm saying, but that has to be amazing right there, because, I mean, that's history. I mean, that's like Chucky,
what
I'm saying? That's Chucky and Psycho Nip. I mean, what was that like, man?
Being from Houston doesn't take anything away from what those guys have done. That just makes it even doper for us, man. We're just like, huge, always, me and him have always been huge fans of Ghetto Boys and Nip and all that, and just actually meeting those guys and getting to know some of them and on a personal level, that is just like, it's unreal to us, is all I can say.
Exactly, because what's tripped out is my older brother, he's 10 years older than me, and I remember when he had South Park Psycho, I was six years old when he used to jam it. We used to play Nintendo, and I'd be like, whoa, this music is like totally different from anything I've heard from, like, you know, I used to listen to Two Live Crew and other stuff back then, but I was like, whoa, this dude's like scaring me. I'm 6 years old playing Nintendo in the dark, and then like meeting this dude years and years later, it's just like, whoa, this is like crazy, man.
Yeah, they're celebrities to us, just like everybody else, man. And it's like, it's crazy just even talking to him. Like, I still get kind of like starstruck to this day when I'm around Nip, man. It's crazy, and he's just talking to me like, you know, we've known each other already for however many years it's been, and it's still crazy to me though. that part never goes away or never changes. It's always like his celebrity is always there, you know.
I've seen videos of you guys recording with him. I mean, it seems like you guys were just having fun. Nip had the Freddy Krueger glove on, and you guys were like in the zone. And what's it like? What's the recording process like with Gangsta Nip?
Oh man. It's something else, man. It's like you're sitting there doing what you do all the time. You're doing it with Gangster Nip, and it's like, is this shit even really happening? Like, and it's like I'm in my room, and he's putting my Freddy glove on, and like grabbing my South Park Psycho tape, like trying to come up on the South Park Psycho tape. He's like, Matt, you got two of these.
But like I said, Nip is our homie, man. He's just a real good dude. That's our brother right there. And like, straight up, Nip has done a lot for us. And he shouted us out on the show before, and just always showed love to us, man. And like, Nip's a great dude, man.
Oh yeah, he's got a lot of love for you guys, man. He believes in what you're doing. And let's give the listeners a taste of what you're doing. You know, since we're talking about Nip, let's give them this Edgar Allan Poe. This one is insanity, man. Tell them about this one.
Oh yeah, this is Edgar Allan Poe. We actually have an original version of that, but we got D-Tag to redo remake a totally different beat for us. And then this is the beat that D-Tag made, we used for the album. So this is Edgar Allan Poe featuring Gangsta Nip.
Already.
We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
Once
Sleepwalkers,
I
heard a master music show.
While I pondered, weak and weary, over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten. While I nodded, nearly lapping, suddenly there came a tap.
Master of your dreams, you can't stop me with no bullets. Here, red and glowing green, Robert Eaton to the fullest. All I talk about is terror, just like Edgar Allan Poe. George Romero, Stephen King, welcome to the Creek Show. Children of the Corn got you feeling kinda scary.
Who's that little damn girl? We get the pet cemetery.
We need help to start you, cause you think so.
Help me keep hanging in the attic.
And the witches in the cellar.
He's within the moon.
I mean, I think kinda naughty.
Heard a man in evil less.
Reanimating bodies. I'm apologetic.
Every time I say he's home.
Delicacies at the dinner party.
Life is kinda funny.
When you're forced to eat your buddy, you'll be laughing like a madman.
See the George Clooney.
Well, that John Casey, he's a fat, curly clown.
Well, he's kicking in the cross, face buried in the ground.
I'm the devil, man, he did.
So it's time to meet your maker.
Darker than Kyle Arthur.
With that movie, Hellraiser.
Look into the mirror.
Say my name 5 times.
Is he just an urban legend?
Or is he really been alive?
I'm calling Bloody Mary. Don't my brother since you were.
Well, it's color face. Tucker's pickaxe that I adore.
Probably was a wicked, wicked man.
The state is a Satanist, a sacrifice for Satan.
This is Demon Night, so I got an idle hand.
I'm a goonie and a puppet master, shouts to Charles Band.
Blood on my hand
and murder on my bad mind.
Sleep off the vampires, look into the cat's eyes.
Finger in the moon, finger in the moon.
So deep you can breathe in the dark. When the lights cut off, then
they cut back on.
They cut back off, then they cut back on. Cause they don't really wanna be out there alone. Then I got a text message on my brand new phone. Oh, I forgot, my phone's been out for a year. And the text message left EARP. One day light, 3 days dark. And one heartbeat means it might not start.
Download that right now. That's Sleepwalker, Secret of the Ooze, name of that track, with Edgar Allan Poe featuring Gangsta Nip. Go to UGSForLife.com, either the Artist of the Month or the review section. The link's in both of those pages. You know what I'm saying? Download it. It's free. The whole album sticks to the script. It has a sound that goes with everything, and it's got dope features. I'm going to bring back on the Sleepwalkers. It's Murder Man and Evil S. You guys had a sound that was consistent, you know what I'm saying, almost like a story all the way through. No problem.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's what we're
your
going
attention
for.
To keep it, that's what you're going for, because I noticed a lot of artists nowadays, they just throw random tracks together, but I noticed the Dead Click album was the same way. That's what you were going for, huh?
Yeah, we were trying to put together an album, man, not just, you know, a mixtape or random songs. We wanted it to, like, tell a story. And
yeah, because there's a secret behind this album, you know what I'm saying?
There's
like,
actually a lot of history to this album, man. We came up with the concept for this album probably, like, somewhere around 2005 or 2006 because the actual photo, the photos that are from, that we used for the album cover, where we're actually in the sewer, man. We went in the fucking sewer and took some pictures, and, like, later on,
like
it wasn't intentional. Yeah, it wasn't
intentional. Yeah.
It wasn't intentional to be Secret of the Ooze, but later on, after looking at those those pictures, we were like, shit, man, we should call it Secret of the Ooze. Like, we should come out with an album called and we'll just change it to Da Ooze with D-A, so, you know, it's different. And, like, we'll come up with our own, and the Secret of the Ooze can be, you know, and we started talking about all this conspiracy stuff and shit that we were into back then that nowadays is, like, really fucking popular. A lot of people are into that shit now. So, like, back when we were writing that in 2011, it was probably already popping off, people, like, catching on to that shit. But, like, we were kind of just, like, in the dark because we were never really internet guys, man. We were never really on the internet looking at shit. We were just, like, going off of shit that we saw on TV and that we read and shit like that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's how I was before the internet. But, we put out the Fuck the Illuminati in 2011. Yeah, all that shit was coming to a head around that time, man. And I noticed that in the album too. There's a lot of messages in there. You know, what's the one thing you want people to take away from when they listen to this album? What's one thing that you want them to say? You know what, man? These guys nailed it, man. I'm a fan for life.
Well, I mean, the actual message is life and death. You know, so I want people to get conception of that and hopefully relate to it, you know.
And
hopefully it's theirs too. They think the same way as us.
And also of awareness, like a lot of people are to what's really going on in this world, and we're, you know, trying to tell y'all need to wake up and see what the fuck's really going on around us.
That's what the Sleepwalkers is all about. It's the sleeping society, man, and we're just representing that because we're trying to wake people up from that shit.
Yeah. Nip does a good job of that too. So does Isham. So does I notice a lot of people in the horrorcore underground scene. They speak on the realities of society and what goes on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
whereas other markets might speak on just, you know what I'm saying, the rims or the fucking the money and the materialistic shit.
The mumbling that you can't understand.
The bullshit, I mean, it sickens me, man. That's why I like the horrorcore genre, you know what I'm saying? Now, some of it, there's some dudes that take it and they do crazy fucking bullshit with it, you know what I'm saying? I can't fuck with all of it, you know what I'm saying? Actually, some of it can be really annoying. You know, nothing worse than having a 40-year-old man running around spitting soda at you. But but with that being said, you know what I'm saying, there's a huge chunk of the horrorcore that I feel is slept on. You know what I'm saying? Why do you think people sleep out horrorcore because they're afraid and intimidated of it? Or do you think it's because they're afraid of the message that it displays?
I think it's like you said, man, like a lot of people are turned off to the whole juggalo aspect of it. You know, like, you know, us, we came up and, you know, we're from the generation where, you know, 97, we were, like, finding out about Insane Clown Posse. And like, what the fuck is this, man? And, like, it ended up being some of our favorite shit, you know. We're actually real supportive of that community. But I think a lot of people are turned off by that because it just morphed into, like, you know, what it is today. And people are just kind of like, ah, that's horrorcore shit, you know. We don't. And they forget about legends like Gangster Nip and Isham and, you know, the guys who laid the foundation for this shit. And those guys don't get the proper respect. But thanks to Murder Master Music Show, nowadays they do, because like we said, this is our outlet. All that other bullshit, I don't even give it any of my time, man. I don't pay attention to it. It's not even in my – I don't even live in that realm, man, where I'm going to listen to some, whatever they call, you know, mumble rap. We just stick with the Murder Master Music Show because y'all cover everything that we have been collecting and listening to for years, man. And we just, like, always been talking about it. And we're in a circle over here in Houston. There's a circle of people who all go to the shows and support underground rap and in any shape or form, you know, Tech N9ne, Insane Clown Posse, Twisted, whatever it may be that's coming to Houston. There's a group of people for years that have been going to those shows and supporting that. And we see that, and we've always been a part of that because we got Sleepwalkers and Murder Man and all this shit that we've been doing for the years, you know. We started out with a group called Ghost Town, who was one of two only horrorcore groups in Houston doing shit at the time. And it was about 2001, 2002 when we met them.
Yeah.
So when we met those guys, that's how we got put onto it. At first, we were just, you know, like making flyers for them and doing shows with them, helping them out, being stagehands and shit. Next thing you know, man, they gave us our own group. They gave us an opportunity, and we took it.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm talking about. There's a few groups out there, because, you know, we fuck with a lot of people, and I notice there's just a small handful of people out there that really, really take it seriously. I mean, I'm talking about grinding and pushing themselves, you know what I'm saying, and working with the best people. Shout out to Relic, Super Smash Brothers, Suicide
Man,
and of course yourselves. You know, Scratch, LDP, Dead Click, of course, everybody at UGS.
Oh, yeah.
But you guys really take your craft seriously. Like you said, you were working on this album since 2005. How did it all come together in 2017? Why not 2015, maybe 2010? What had to fall into place?
It was really weird how it came together, man. Because like I said, that the concept came about 2005, 2006, somewhere around there. Because we really started recording heavily in 2006. And when we had the concept, you know, it shit happened, you know. And next thing you know, we're you know, 2007 comes around and we start writing for the secret for that. Concept that I came up with. We did three songs to go with the secret.
Hey, Matt.
And
I lost you again.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you now.
Yeah, no.
I had you. Can you hear me? Well, I'll tell you what we're gonna do. We're gonna go off into track. Then we're gonna come back and I'm gonna try to get the Sleepwalkers back on the line. Don't go anywhere. This one here is False Prophet featuring Mastermind. And again, make sure go to UGSforLife.com or, you know, go to DatPiff, type in Sleepwalkers. Or like I said, go to our website, UGSforLife.com. They're right there, the Artist of the Month, Sleepwalkers. Click on that. The link is in there. Download Secret of the Muse. It's free. You got no reason not to. Don't go nowhere. It's False Prophet.
Collecting all his cash. She wears a red tie with an all black suit. believing always lies, man, you might as well salute. Take a drink out the cup is the question that is asked. In the mirror is the demon that will be unmasked. In the name of Ashahara, do you believe? A godlike creature sent to deceive. Man or woman, take your faith. Time's up, it's too late. Some type of prophet sent to Earth Day 69 was the date. Giving up all your thoughts, all the actions that are made. Let's be done with the agony, time to be afraid. You listen to their last words, your life won't be delayed. A man with no soul is a man that can't be saved.
Fuck a false prophet, fuck a false prophet. Y'all need to stop it, come on dog, stop it. Fuck a false prophet, fuck a false prophet. Y'all need to stop it, come on dog, stop it. Fuck a false prophet.
Never trust what the fake say. I do my shit how I do it every day.
Fuck a false prophet, fuck a false prophet. Y'all need to stop it, come on dog, stop it.
Drop the seeds of a fake. Will he die or will he wake? Will he take over? Will he fold like some soldiers? Will he send his troops and soldiers? Will he be a nice guy? Behind the mask he wears is a horrific sight. Give me faith, give me hope is what they asking from your buddy. And all he can't say is buy my book, it will help you. Just like coming to my church. No collection plates here at a booth by a shirt. A master of deception, a siren of a speaker. A devil in disguise, cynical, holy deceiver. He'll tell you that shit, he was born with a gift. He'll tell you he was kissed by the holiest of this. He's a son of no man, he don't listen to no scriptures. Upon his hand a Bible, but it's filled with porno pictures. He's a prophet, cause he makes a motherfucking profit. So I'm gonna have to run and get the gun and copy.
Fuck a false prophet, fuck a false prophet. Y'all need to stop it, come on dog, stop it. Fuck a false prophet, fuck a false prophet. Y'all need to stop it, come on dog, stop it. Fuck a false prophet.
Never trust what the fake say. I do it every day.
Fuck a false prophet. Fuck a false prophet. Y'all need to stop it. Come on, dog, stop it.
Motherfucker, false prophet. That was a sleepwalking false prophet. Mastermind, the Hellraiser, man, that whole feel to me just has that creep show, man, that funeral parlor music to it, you know what I'm saying? That's what I love about the production that y'all chose. The shit just sounds real fucking, you know what I'm saying, real whole course.
Yeah.
Exactly what it is, man. We got a caller here, this is the homie Sin, all the way from France, man. I'm sure he's had time to check out the album. What's up, Sin?
Yeah, what's up? What's up, Scott? What's up, Sleepwalkers? Yes, it's a
Sin. What's up, Sin?
Yes, sir.
What's the deal? What's up, Sin?
I have a question. Yes, a lot of hardcore labeled East Coast, like Gravediggers and Necro, but still from Houston and Memphis, like Gangsta Nip or Trouble Six Mafia, for me, have not the recognition because they're from the South. What's your opinion about it?
Yeah, a lot of them don't get the recognition because they're from the South. You're right about that, man.
Yeah,
I can definitely tell that.
What's your opinion about it?
I mean, we're going to try to change that, man, you know?
Yeah. That's a good point, Sin, because he's right, you know, for a while, you know, that whenever they mentioned horrorcore, that's all you saw was Flatliners or Gravediggers, you know what I'm saying? I'm thinking, man, it originated, you know what I'm saying, in Houston, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
what Isham does is the wicked shit. To me, the wicked shit in acid rap and horrorcore.
Yeah, that's how we look
totally
at it, man. Yeah, it's two totally different things. Two totally
you know
different
what I'm saying,
things, man. And it's just,
it
you know, like how Ghetto Boys.
Yeah, Ghetto Boys.
Yeah.
Assassins.
Putting out like
Assassins. Mind of a Lunatic.
Mind of a Lunatic, Assassins, and then later on the Chucky. And, I mean, it's just like it derived in Houston, man. And that's what we're trying to carry on, that tradition, and keep it that way. And it's like, man, and get that recognized, like you were saying, man. Like, a lot of times they don't want to show love to the South. So, you know, we got to change. Yeah. Like I said, we got to change that. We got to just keep representing and keep doing it for the South, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's a same for Brother Lynch in the Bay or X-Rated or this type of song. They don't really recognize.
Right. Already, man.
Yeah, Lynch is something different, too. I mean, he's got his own little thing, man. That Rip Gut, that's something else.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you could put them all in a four-type thing, but, you know, really, man, the one that stands out when it comes to horrorcore is Gangsta Nip. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Gangsta Nip.
He's the creator. He's the creator of that. Yeah. Gangsta Nip, and nobody can beat him in that, man. He's undefeated in the horrorcore genre. Nobody can defeat Gangsta Nip. He's the best at it. He gives you images, dark imagery, and graphic violence, and puts those fucking thoughts in your head, and it's really, you know, like I said, just graphic, man. It's like really fucking. He has it's a whole different thing. You know, Isham does the wicked shit. He talks about the real elements of the world and shit like that, man. And like Gangster Nip is like, he claims the horrorcore title. He's the god of horrorcore, you know. So it's just, you know, some people. A lot of times, like, you know, each time will say, I'm not horrorcore, you know, my shit's wicked shit, my shit's acid rap, you know, it's the real shit. So, you know, that's the way we look at it, man. And both of those guys are equal in our book, man. Like, they're both our biggest influence, you know, Isham and Gangsta Nip.
Oh, yeah.
When it comes to horrorcore, that's what, you know, the three signs, Isham and Insane Clown Posse for me. You know, Steven can speak for himself, but in that order, man, those are my biggest influencers. And Eazy-E.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Eazy-E. Yeah, definitely. Because he was saying shit in 88, 87 that nobody was saying at that time. The Ice-T, of course, was spitting that hardcore street shit. But Eazy was taking it a step further, I thought. You know what I'm saying? Of course, other people was writing his rhymes at the time, but he just, man, I'm telling you, he was the best at what he did. You know what I'm saying? What are your thoughts on the, you know what I'm saying, the Straight Outta Compton movie? A lot of people feel like that movie didn't do Eazy-E justice. Did you guys see that flick? And how do you, if so, how do you feel about it?
Yeah.
Oh, Q and Dre try to make themselves look like the hardest out of the crew, and then Eazy looked.
Yeah, hello? Hello, guys? I think we've lost you.
Yeah.
Wait, there you are. There you are.
Can you?
Hello? Yeah, we can hear you. You're cutting out a little bit. Man, that storm, all that shit's going down right now as we speak. It's touching land. Ain't it touching land around Corpus Christi, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, they said it already touched land in Corpus Christi, I think. But, I was saying that Straight Outta Compton movie, I found it kind of like all about Ice Cube and Dr. Dre and how they portrayed Eazy. I was real disappointed in how they portrayed Eazy in that movie.
I didn't like how they made Eazy look sitting in the car and he was looking up at the billboard of the Chronic. It's like, y'all don't know he was crying. Like, come on now.
Cube
and Dre harder.
That was we found that real disrespectful, and we didn't really cut for that movie too much, man. We went and saw it, and we was like, man, it was a good movie. It was shot real good. It looked good, but as far as, like, telling the story, I found it real bold.
Yeah. Well, that's why we fuck with the homie Sergio over at, you know what I'm saying, ecpt.com, man, Ruthless Propaganda, they put out stuff like Ruthless Memories. They interview the people that knew Eazy, you know, his family and people that were on Ruthless Records.
I remember Sergio. You know. I remember his interviews and stuff, man. Like, yeah, he's been holding it down for Eazy-E for a long time.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah, much props,
even when
man.
The
shout
Ruthless
out, shout
site
out to Sergio.
Was down. Yeah, even when the Ruthless site was down, when you couldn't get no information about Eazy, NWA, whatnot, Sergio was holding him down, man. So shout out to him, so you guys got all these different influences, you know what I'm saying? And one of them I noticed too, you know, Ice-T. You know what I'm saying? This guy, my favorite track on the album is Nightmare Walking, which samples Ice-T. What are your thoughts on him and how much of an impact did he have on, you know what I'm saying, as far as being an influence on you guys?
Oh, man. We've always looked at him as the OG, man. He's the originator. Him and, you know, NWA and Ice-T. And, you know, Ice-T was the man back in the day, dude. Like, I mean, still is to this day, and we've always had respect, and he's always been one of our biggest influences. I like how he did that, what was it on that OG album? It was like a horrorcore song where he was doing a lot of references to, like, Jason and Freddy, but it was a whole song of it, and I forget the name of it, toward the end of the album, but yeah, he's definitely a huge influence on both of us, man. Both, you know, shout outs to Ice-T.
Oh yeah.
So. Yeah, oh yeah, definitely, man. He definitely and we know he's Nip is heavily influenced by Ice-T.
Yeah, that's Nip's rap idol. And it's only about Ice-T have some history behind that. When we were coming up with mine was given to me by that group in town. They called me Murder Man. And so we were like, I don't know, man. One day I was looking at the Ice-T CD and I was looking at DJ Evil. And you should call yourself Evil S, like DJ Evil E. So that's actually how we came up with Evil S's name.
Yeah.
We kind of got it.
Wow.
We kind of, you know. Got it from DJ Evil E.
And at the time, I was bumping a shitload of Ice.
Yeah, both of us were.
And you guys embody, you know what I'm saying, a little bit of all of this, and then you throw in your own stuff. You know, how did you guys initially come up with your style and the stuff that you bring to it?
Man, that was a lot of the thing to do is just, you know, trying to perfect our styles and try to come up with a style and be original in that. It's just, you know, the years we put into this, man, that like in middle school, and, you know, I don't know what fucking year that was, but it's been a long time since we've been doing this, so it took us a while, and we didn't just off the back think we were badass, and, you know, we were always humble, man, and we always just tried to learn from people and learn from people who were doing it, and we always tried to involve ourselves in anything that was going to push us in that direction, and that's what we did off of the scene, you know? Now it's real independent, and everybody can just promote themselves real, really easily on the internet. But, you know, we came from the era at the very end of the era, pushing their shit on the CDs on the street, man. When we were recording, on cassette. Like,
yeah, off a 4-track on a cassette.
Yeah, and most times would record their albums like that. They'd on CD, and, you know, even at the time they were doing that, it was already kind of like outdated, but, you know, it was just working with what we had, and we always put a lot of effort into content because we knew we lacked it. We tried to be as original as possible.
Yeah, and you know, it's definitely, I appreciate that, because nowadays originality is something that is non-existent. You know what I mean? These guys are just trying to be like each other in droves.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? In droves, man. It's they're all trying to do the same thing, and it's important to be creative. You know what I'm saying? On your next product, the one that you said you're about 14, 15 tracks already deep into it. Does it sound similar to Secret of the Ooze, or is it got a totally different sound, or similar?
No,
how you break it down?
Like, basically, when we hooked up with D-Tag, we realized that now, you know, we can have any sound we want. So it's going to sound way different than Secret of the Ooze. Like, Secret of the Ooze was a process started in basically 2011 all the way till now. Some of that stuff was written back then.
And then also, Secret of the Ooze was a story we had to tell, but this Resurrect sounds totally different from them. Secret of the Ooze.
Whole different concept, whole different type of songs. It's not going to be anything like Secret of the Ooze, but we'll still stay true to the horrorcore aspect, and we'll always stay true to that, because that's our roots, is horrorcore.
Yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. You know, saying before we get off into this last track, I want to talk to you guys too about other things. You guys are huge collectors of the music too. I remember you saying Nip said you guys had two South Park Psychos. He was trying to come up off one of them. What do you guys mainly collect? Like you know what I'm saying, underground rap from the South, Midwest. I mean, what's your preference?
Personally, me, man, I collect all hip-hop, all music, basically. I don't even just listen to just rap. I listen to everything from rock to, you know, a lot of different genres and a lot of different shit, mostly old shit, though. And, yeah, man, just...
Yeah, same here. Old school rock, old school rap, like, you know, K. Reno still putting stuff out, collecting his old stuff. The Ice Cubes and all that, collecting just old stuff. You know, we're all into
the rich.
Pretty much the hip hop. I'm pretty much caught up on that. You know, like I can never be fully caught up on that collection. But like, as far as like collecting hip hop, like I kind of ventured off into more shit because I have tons of rap, dude. Like I have pretty much everything you can think of. So I'm trying to up my other music genres up, man. I'm trying to get those up right now. But yeah, man, we love all that shit. And we show a lot of respect and support any rapper nowadays who's still putting music out, who was putting music out in the 90s and the 80s, and like anybody still doing that has respect from me. And you know, in my book, they're doing it, man.
Exactly.
No matter, regardless of the mainstream exposure, like I said, to us, y'all are the mainstream. The Murder Master Music Show is our mainstream, and that's all we care about.
Yeah.
And that's why we love y'all so much, man. And we love that y'all do these interviews and put people out like Spice One and MC Shan and people like, you know, Eshan. Like you won't see these people on other shows.
Man, I appreciate that. That means a lot, man. And that's the goal, man. And to hear that knows that we're doing something right, man. We're gonna keep doing what we're doing. And we appreciate
it's a movement,
man.
It's larger than life. Definitely. It's something
man.
Big. We appreciate y'all letting us part of it and accept it.
This is like a blessing to be on the show. For all the artists I've seen y'all, which I've looking at y'all shows, listening to y'all shows for a couple years, and from all the people y'all had on there, it's a blessing to have us on there.
Oh, man, most definitely, man. And like I said, you guys, you know what I'm saying, you work with the best of the best, you know what I'm saying, Isham, Nadas, you know what I'm saying. What was it like, you know what I'm saying, putting together that Nadas track? Because you had TNT on at the beginning of it, you know. How did that come about, man? How did you guys, you know what I'm saying, get this? And what year did you record TNT?
Check this out. This is his brother James Smith or somebody, but they had got me in contact with Isham, and I had told him, hey, how much for a beat and a verse? And he was like, he gave me the price.
Hey, fam. I think we lost him. 218, call back in. 281, call back in, brothers. They got some real bad weather over there. Everybody in Texas, like I said, be safe. Who's the homie Exit Only? Man, how you doing, Exit?
Oh, I'm good, fam. What's going on with your brother, Prayer? Mac J and Pittsburgh Pat, if they there, what's going on with you?
Yeah, they're not here tonight, but we got the Sleepwalkers with us. Them guys are getting pounded over there with that damn hurricane.
I know.
Man. Category 4. This shit's horrible. We're losing them. Let's see, here they are on the boards. Let's see if we got them. Murder Man and Evil S, you there?
Yo.
Okay, there we go. We got you guys. Yeah, we got the homie Exit Only on the line with us.
What's going on with y'all, fam?
What's
everything
up?
Good? It's number love, bro. Number love, man. I enjoy what y'all doing, man. I love the effort y'all have, man. Keep this thing going, man. Like I said, we all family.
I appreciate you, man.
You guys were on a couple ciphers together, too. Classic.
Already.
You know. But, yeah, you was breaking down when you had chopped it up with Isham. And then we lost you.
Some dude called me from him. And then he was like, yeah, I'll hook you up. And when I'm like, what the fuck, y'all, let me get you.
Yeah, Mac, you there? There, brother? I think,
Yeah, you got a bad reception.
I got you, man. Real bad reception. And, if we lose you, we're going to go to this final track, but we're definitely going to have you guys on again because, who would have thought, like we were saying at the beginning of the show just a couple days ago, there was no fucking hurricane in sight. This thing just popped up out of nowhere, and then it intensified out of nowhere, too. So hopefully everybody in Texas is good, man. Got supplies, everything's good over there. Shout out to the homie.
Can you hear us? Can you hear us, Preston?
Yeah, we got you now, man.
Okay, cool. Yeah. This man, that Nodis track came from an Evil S track he did with Isham, man.
Yeah, I hooked up with Yeah, fellas.
Yeah.
Yeah, we lost you again.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, we got you now.
He sent me a beat. He was, you like this? And I was like, cool, it sounds cool. He was like, you don't mind if TNT's on the beginning of it talking, right? And I was like, shit, that's even better, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, so he was like,
What year was this? What year is this one, guys?
This is, 2012, I believe, because he had just dropped that Venus Flytrap.
Yeah, man. And then T had passed about a year or so later. Rest in peace
about
to
a
TNT,
year.
Man.
RIP TNT, man.
So this is one of the last
crazy.
He was on. Dissing the fuck everybody.
Yep. Man, we were thinking that, like, We were wondering how old it was because we were like, man, I wonder if it was like a scrapped Nodis track or something because, like you said, the beat was ready when he gave it. This is a best track. And TNT on it. And he's just like, shit, hell yeah, I'll take that one. So that's how it kind of started out. Was supposed to be on a solo Evil S album, but when we started the Sleepwalkers, we was like, man, let's get Mastermind on it and make it a Nodis track.
Yeah.
So that's how that came about, you know, and it was real cool how that came about also because that actually led to Gangster Nip and Isham hooking up together and doing that double feature show because Isham was calling asking about, hey, man, I want to do a show in Houston. He's calling Evil S asking them,
if I know any venues or anything, to let them know and all that. Down there.
I guess, he just wanted to do a show in H-Town. So Steven was like, yeah, man, Nip just put that album out too. And he's like, oh, shit, Nip, that'd be perfect, you know? So that's how that double feature show came about. I was like, we were a part, you know, it was a blessing to be a part of that. And we were a part of hip-hop history, you know? That's a big deal. The first time Esham and Dan in person and do a show together, and they did a track together. So, man, we're real proud of that, and we, you know, that was amazing to us.
Yeah, all in your hometown too, right there in
your
spot.
Exactly. Right in our home turf.
Good to see your two biggest, you know what I'm saying, idols, so to speak, come together like that in your hometown. It had to be huge, man. And knowing you guys.
And Mastermind.
Yeah, shout out to Mastermind. Gary's one of the most slept on, underrated MCs out there as well.
He's a cool ass motherfucker, too, man.
That's
Mastermind's a cool dude.
Yeah, everybody, nothing but good things to say about the guy. You know, so I've been listening to him for, since the first, not as 25 years now. And he's still putting out, he's still putting out music. You know what I'm saying?
You
got to support these guys that are still doing it, you know what I'm saying, this stage in the game. I want everybody to make sure to go out, get this Sleepwalkers, Secret of the Who's, you know what I'm saying? And do you have a title for the next album?
Yeah, the next album's going to be called Resurrect. Just, you know, word, Resurrect.
When do you expect that one to come out? You said you guys are 15 tracks into it. Is it going to be this year, or are you looking 2018?
As far as the production, we're about 13 tracks into it. But like I said, we're probably going to buy more production from DTAG, and we're going to kind of like take our time with it. We're not going to, it's not going to take us 20 years to put out, but I would expect sometime in 2018, early 2018, Resurrect will be coming out because of the whole, you know, the situation that we want to just kind of like take our time with this one and really, really put something together that's gonna make a mark and not just another album.
And then we also just sent off all the final work for the Secret of the Ooze to get pressed up on a physical copy, so we'll be having those available in about 2 weeks.
The CDs are we just made the order for the CDs today, so in about 2 or 3 weeks those will be coming in and those will be available.
And you know we're already gonna send you one, Sky Beta.
Already,
man. You know I appreciate that, and I already knew you guys was gonna do the physicals because, like I said, fellow collectors of music, you know what I'm saying? There's not like a physical copy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what I was telling Scratch that, man. Y'all, that DTAG, man, y'all need to do that dead click on the physical, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
that
yeah.
Oh, they're going to be on this album.
Shout out to Dead Click, man.
Man, that album's bumping, man.
That album was amazing.
DTAG,
just the beef with everything he does, man. And it's like the guy puts a group out and it's just like, groundbreaking shit, man. That's another, you know, it was like I told DTAG before, you're like a celebrity to us, man. Like you are the best producer to us right now.
Best producer right now.
Best producer out right now, we'd have to say that. And you know, he's covering other genres too, not just the horrorcore, not just Gangster Nip and Sleepwalkers, but doing other projects as well.
Yeah, he's working with a lot of people. And I found out, too, he did work with Daniel Jordan.
Shout out to Daniel Jordan.
Shout out.
He also did stuff as far back as 97. I saw a video of him when he was like 16 years old killing shit. He sent me a whole discography worth of music the other day. And the shit's banging.
DTAG has a lot of history. We've had many conversations about his history and our history as well, man. And just coming up from the 90s and doing the shit and being a part of that, man. It's like, we're like I said, man, we're like the last of a dying breed, man. We're the last of that generation still doing it, trying to hold it type of music.
Exactly. I call D-Tag the mad scientist because he's just crazy with his beats.
Yeah, he is, man. He is crazy
right now. That's the general. That's the psychotic genius, man. That's his favorite gangster. He calls him the psychotic genius. But
yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely, man.
Man,
get that album. That is,
hey,
Prez,
man, real quick.
Yeah.
Hey, real quick, man, I wanted to tell you about, man, we got to, would it be possible one day to interview you, man? Because I remember hearing a lot of stuff, like when you'd have Isham on the show, you'd talk about, like, you do, like, call Dead Boy and order albums, and he would talk to you on the phone, and, like a lot of history, man, that I'm interested in hearing about. Like that to me is just like, you know, I could listen to that shit. I want to interview you one day.
anytime, be an honor, man. Yeah, man, Dead Boy, shout out to Dead Boy, man. I used to call him all the time. This was long before I wrote for Murder Dog, you know what I'm saying? And probably about 4 years before I wrote, I was probably about seventh or eighth grade.
You were saying,
man.
You did it as a kid is what was so crazy about it, too. You were saying you were doing that at a very young age, you know?
Yeah, man. Well, because, see, I started listening to hip-hop at a young age. I started listening to hip-hop, I want to say maybe the Fat Boys first, and then, of course, Run DMC. You know what I'm saying? I didn't buy I saw
right.
Fat Boys on TV, you know what I'm saying? I liked the guy beatboxing and shit, like every kid my age
yeah.
at that time. But I didn't buy nothing until Run DMC came out. I was about third grade, and then from there, the shit just grew on me, man, and I wanted to be involved with it as much as possible. And then eventually it led me to calling labels, you know what I'm saying, and just, you know, networking and promoting, being part of street teams. And, you know, the cool thing about that was you got all kinds of free merch, man. You got free T-shirts, free product, you know.
Do you still own original real life product like the old tapes and shit? Do you still got your original copies of those?
Yeah, I got some, man. I got like the original closed casket, you know what I'm saying? I got the bootleg, you know what I'm saying? I'm actually on the back of that. They credited a Murder Dog. They didn't say my name, but that was me. That was from did a Best of the Best, and we were talking about the Boom Words from Hell. But, I got a few pieces, and I got the South Park Cycle. Matter of fact, I'm giving away an original Two Live Crew, you know what I'm saying? His name says they want to be Skywalker Records, you know what I'm saying, on the Murder Master Music Show Facebook page, you know, right now. So, I love seeing
already.
Man, the physical copies, you know. But,
I'd
be honored,
that's,
man. I'm even
thing.
Honored that anybody would want to interview me. I really appreciate that, man.
It ain't no thing, homie. Like, you the man, I'm telling you, man, like as far as keeping this shit alive and actually doing something, this is like a movement, man, and we're glad. Thank you for letting us be a part of it, man.
Exactly.
And having us on the show, you know?
Exactly, man, for letting us be on the show, man. You, Mac, Jay, Brandon Patrick, if y'all on the phone and shit, much love to all of y'all, man.
Pittsburgh Pat.
Because this show is the shit right here, man.
This is where it's at, man. This is where it's happening. This is modern day Yo MTV Raps right here on via internet, via live stream, you know. And we appreciate you, man. We salute
man,
you. We appreciate what you do. And, you know, the first time I saw Murder Dog, I was like, oh, shit, you know, like that. That's what this is to me now, you know, but it's just on the internet now, you know. It's like when I first found out about Murder Dog and it had Isham in it and shit like that, I'm like, fuck, it had K Reno ads in it and like
Brother Lynch Hung,
like all these guys that we listened to in the same magazine. We're like, holy fuck, how did we ever miss this? Like, I don't remember what year it was, man, but ever since then we were just collecting it. And
sometimes we'd buy two copies of the magazine each just to fucking have one to read and have one to hang up the pictures y'all had in there.
Yeah, we both
I used to love that's how I found it, man. I found it in the liquor store, and you know what I'm saying? I went in the liquor store, I come out with they actually sell the rap CDs, and I come out with some beer, I come out with some music, and then I come out with this big-ass Murder Dog. This is when it was like a newspaper.
It had like a regular magazine cover, but you opened it up and the inside was newspaper. The thing was huge, like a fucking, like those old Post
yeah.
magazines, the Time Life magazines from the 50s or whatever. And I was just like, wow, this has Al Capone in there. This has Sebo. This has all the people that I, because I love underground rap, and all the fucking people that I listen to. And, you know,
yeah,
so I just naturally, like I did with those labels, like Real Life Productions, other labels, I called them motherfuckers up, man. I was bothering them all the time. I was like, man, I fucking love this man. I remember telling them, Black Dog, they put him on the phone. And this guy, when you heard Black Dog Bone, you thought, okay, man, this is some street cat from Vallejo or something. You know, he's probably part of the fucking romper gang, you know what I'm saying, or some shit. And no, this is just like little Sri Lankan dude that was in a punk rock band, but he gets on the phone, he has this heavy accent, man, over there from like India, you know, and he was like, hey, do you want to sell Murder Dog? And I'm like, sell Murder Dog? What the fuck you mean? Yeah, well, okay, I guess. Yeah, I'll sell Murder Dog. And about two weeks later, a semi-truck pulls up in front of my house, and this guy jumps out, opens up the back door, and just starts dropping boxes off, like boxes with like 40 or 50 magazines in a box. And I'm like, what the fuck? I call Black Dog up. I'm like, what do you want me to do with all these, man? I got fucking 1,000 of these motherfuckers. He's like, I don't care. Sell them. Give them away. You know, whatever. And that's what I end up doing. I end up giving them away. I gave, like, people boxes, and then they would give them to their people. And then sometimes I'd sell them and make money and stuff. And, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was a fun fucking magazine, man. Anytime you want to chop it up, hit me up, man. And I'd love to, reminisce about them days, man, for sure.
I had
wonderful times there, man. Wonderful times. You know,
we're going to have to do that, man. We're going to have to set that up, man, because we're real interested in that, man, and hearing those stories, man.
And then another thing I wanted to say about that Nottis track, originally Locked in the Vault, is there's a version of just Esham, TNT, and Evil S on it before the Mastermind version. So there's a locked version away, and then we got Mastermind and threw him on that Nottis track.
Yeah, so there's actually two versions. One was called Premeditated. Just had a different title to it.
Yeah. So you, I mean, well, you guys can, I imagine you guys can even flip it and make another mix out of that some kind of way. With detail, the way he is, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But,
On the next album, that Resurrect, we're trying to get a track where it had D-Tag, Nip, and Esham on it. We're trying to work on that.
Yeah, have them on the same track, Esham, Nip, and D-Tag.
That would be dope as fuck right there. That definitely would
be. Yeah.
We got the homie Pittsburgh Pat, man. He wants to call in and chop it up with you guys. What's up, Pittsburgh? Pittsburgh,
you
there?
Yo,
brother?
What's up? Yeah.
Yo, what's up? What's up, Pittsburgh Pat? What's up, man?
What's the deal?
Yo, what's going on, guys?
Not much, homie.
Chilling, homie.
Chilling.
Man, I'm running a little late tonight. You know what I mean?
You all good?
You know,
all good,
man. Hey, man, glad to have you guys here, man. For real.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, we're definitely going to have him on again, man. You know, we're just chopping it up about all kinds of different things. And you know what I'm saying? They got another album they're working on, looking at early 2018. You know what I'm saying? Looking forward to that as well. And, you know, everybody listening, go to the site. You know what I'm saying? Download the Secret of the Ooze. It's free.
Yeah.
What made you guys go the free route? You know, I know you got the physicals for sale. But what made you guys go the free route with the digital and not do, like, iTunes and all that stuff?
So what happened with that was we actually didn't originally plan to do that, but whenever D-Tag told me what date he chose to release the Dead Click album, I was like, hey, that'd be cool if we did it the same day, release both albums the same day. And then he was like, telling us that they were just going to give theirs away for free. So we're like, man, you know, we should do the same and then just, like, hype people up for the physical copies.
And what's crazy is that people were like, the download's cool and all, but I want the physical copy. I'm like, God damn, all right. You know?
Yeah, so it worked out pretty good like that, man. It's just like people are more I don't know. I was like kind of thinking that people would probably be more willing to like listen to it. We'll get more people listening to it that way.
Yeah.
Because they're not paying for it. They're just getting it for free. And they're like, fuck yeah, I'll take a free album. You know, like who the fuck wouldn't?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
And
that's what I tell people. It's free. Why not?
You know? Yeah, and for the fact that it was on a special kind of occasions because we had finished the album on 7, what was that, 7?
Well, it got put together on like 7/7/17 or something, so then we actually released it on 7/17/17 with the 7/7/7 being, you know, the whatever, the lucky number. Or whatever. It's just symbolic, you know. We just wanted to do something like that. And it worked out pretty cool because, you know, the Dead Click came out that day and Sleepwalkers as a digital version. That's another thing I want to point out is the digital version, the actual physical copy, that version of the album will actually be different from the digital version that you can get for free because the physical copy has been mixed down to where like some of the tracks are blending together and it's put together almost like mixtape style, like what some people would consider like a mixtape, like the tracks blend together and it just goes together like a whole, like how it was intended to sound. And we use a lot of samples and stuff. So like it worked out pretty good like that. Like it'll be a sample playing at the end of a song and the other song will just come in while it's playing, you know? So you're getting you're getting the official experience if you get the physical, as opposed to just getting it for free. You just get the tracks, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, definitely. Well, that's good. That's good you do that for the fans. You're giving them both. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people, you know, Isham dropped the scribble. A lot of people was upset that he didn't drop a physical. It was, it was open for, you know.
Yeah.
I understand
maybe
why
he will
he did
in
it.
The future.
Yeah, I understand why he did. He said he's going to drop that on vinyl. Like he said this summer, but it didn't come out yet. But
yeah.
I would he has to have something physical, man, because like he has an old school fan base. You know what I mean? Like a lot of his fans are diehard fans where they collect shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so I want to collect all his music.
Yeah, I mean, I group on there and shit, man. There's people that got 10 copies of Dead Flowers and shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
Collect
shit.
And a lot of his fans are like that. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, he has a lot of, like, his fans are very loyal and they like to collect it, like to actually have it and hold it. So, I think he'll.
Because it's like a whole experience. It's like a whole experience. You know, you get to wrap open the CD. Throw it in there. Look at the booklet. You know what I'm saying? It's also becoming
a lost art form. It's like graphic design and stuff like that. Like that was, you know, that opened a lot of doors for a lot of shit. You know, the way movie covers look, the way albums look today and shit. Like that's an art form to me, man. Like I pay attention to that shit. And I really love, you know, the whole experience.
Like, I don't know if you guys can relate to this, but like. You know how, like, when you listen to a CD that you know very well, like, you know exactly what number to put on. Like,
or
if you're listening to a song, you know exactly what's coming next and shit because you're used to it. And I just, like, you get to know, the cover and the inside booklet and all that shit. Like, it's more personal and you experience it different. Like, you know, you guys were just talking about Murder Dog. Same thing with hip-hop news nowadays. Like, half the stuff that, like, I used to learn from Murder Dog because there wasn't everyday news cycles all the time. So, like, now you just see a headline. You don't even really pay attention to who's fucking delivering you the news. You just see a headline that you like.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's different.
Exactly.
Like, you know, the magazines meant something, too. Like, Murder Dog meant a lot. You know what I mean? So like a lot of
underground
on that on the physical shit. You know what I mean? Like
the physical stuff always means more. So
yeah, the digital albums took away a lot from the experience. Man, you just don't get that anymore. You don't hold it in your hands. You don't look at the artwork. The art form is the word I was looking for. It took away a lot from that.
It used to be like exciting, you know, like, yeah, that CD's coming out. Let me go get it. Let me go order it off their website. And now it's just like iTunes. Come on, I want the physical. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And a lot of it just sounds like just a bunch of tracks. Like, instead of, like, how you guys were talking about on your album, how it all kinds of blends together. You know what I mean? But now when people digital stuff, a lot of times it's just, you know, 15 songs. Like, they don't really, there's not really a theme to it or nothing. Like, they're just 15 individual songs. Like,
a lot of those artists come from an era where it's like no longer, albums are no longer like conceptualized, and like you don't really make story, you know, like storytelling and rap kind of lost a little bit.
And everybody's attention span is fucking shitty.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's still a whole bunch of shit that people want to hear about selling dope and shit, and like that's all they talk about. No creativity.
Yeah.
All that shit got stripped from rap. But in my opinion, I don't consider that new shit rap or hip hop. It's pop to me. It's just like
either.
It's bubblegum shit. You know, I don't even acknowledge it, man. I don't consider it rap,
like,
or hip hop to me.
Yeah, like it's whatever. Like whatever they're doing, like whatever. I just don't think that it should be related to what we are about.
And it's not.
Like,
it's not.
You know what I mean? Like it's embarrassing to say you listen to rap music to a stranger, because you, in your head, you're like, man, they think when I say I listen to rap music, I'm listening to the rap music they hear on the radio, and it's awful, and it's like, we don't even know what that shit is. Like, that's like alien shit. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't sound good to us. Like, they're calling it. Like, that's like giving someone a cheeseburger and telling them it's a pizza. Like, well, not hip hop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
I got the cure for that shit. I got the cure for it, Pittsburgh. He goes by the name of D Tag. What's up, brother?
What's up, man? What's
up,
D-Tag?
Always available, Tag. What up, D Tag?
What's up, man?
How you doing, brother?
Yeah, man, I'm good. Just waking up.
Already?
You know.
I told you every room.
It's like 4 in the morning or something for D-Tag.
Yeah, it's nice and early.
What time over there, D-Tag? Like 6 something?
It's around 5:15 now. So it's not too bad.
Shit. Alrighty, I really appreciate you calling in, brother.
Hell yeah, thanks, D-Tag, for calling in, man.
Yeah,
alrighty,
you guys did a good job
right
working
now,
together.
Man.
Three dope projects now: Dead Click, Soldiers Only by Brother Nip, and then the Sleepwalker Secret of the Ooze, man. D-Tag, when do you find time to sleep, or do you ever sleep? Because you're working all the time, brother. Salute to you, man.
Yeah, thanks, man. And, you know, I try to do as much as possible. You know, while I have the time, I try to do as much as I can. You know, just going for it. All these projects.
Yeah, man. I know you're working on some stuff for Jack Frost, but I just recently found out that you produced something for Daniel Jordan, too, on his CD.
He's working on that remix album, and he asked me if I wanted to do a remix for him. That was a while ago, and I said, like, yeah, man, just throw me any track, anytime, throw it to my email. And then a couple of weeks later, he hit me up on the email, and I just made a remix for him, and then he was like, oh, that sounds kind of cool. And after that, he asked me to go ahead and master the whole album for him. So now I'm I'm working on that too.
Already.
Yeah, man, that's dope.
Yeah,
it's cool, and you know, all these guys bring something different. You know what I mean? Seem to always capture what they want to do. You know what I mean? Like every time I talk to somebody,
it doesn't even matter who it is.
They always
capture
it, man. You tell DJ something, he knows exactly what you're talking about. Everybody told him that.
Exactly. D-Tag's a beast on this, man.
You took one of my favorite Rap-A-Lot tracks and made a cipher out of it, dude. I'm forever grateful. I mean, you don't understand. I've been bumping Jack Mission since 93. You know what I mean? For you to take that cipher and make it like that, I mean, that was just fucking amazing, man. I talked to Scratch LDP like a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. And it was a private call, and we were talking about you, D-Tag. And I was like, dude, it's just crazy that everybody that records with him, like, it's what you would hope it would sound like. I was like, it's crazy that he, like, knows that shit. Like, the difference between making something for Gangsta Nip and making something for Jack Frost. You know what I mean? But both of them were, like, super. So he was like, man, I told him I wanted something, and I said, like, three words to him, and he sent me a track. It blew me the fuck away. And, like, he sent me it, and it's fucking crazy. Like, it's real good. But
and it's crazy.
Everybody I talk to about these tests, and they all say the same thing. Like,
yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. Like, you're a super producer, bro. For real. Real.
Yeah,
like, you're going to talk, man.
Yeah,
you
know.
A lot of stuff like D-Tech and Jack Frost and guys from Central. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, you're making, all those different sounds, for those different people. And then you're doing it yourself, too. You know what I'm saying? Props to you.
Yeah.
What about a D-Tech solo album? You got a solo album in the works, brother?
Not in the works, you know. In early 2015, I did that Decades of Magic album. That was a solo project. I had no features on that one. But that was actually more a album I just started working with a new a music program, and I was like, I just want to make an album with this. So I just started working on that in early 2015, and I finished that one before the summer. But right now, I don't have any plans yet for a solo album. I just finished all the tracks for Scratch LDP, Scratchavelli album. All those tracks are done. And I think real soon I'm gonna start with the solo album for D-Pain. So that one is coming too. And after that, I mean people already want a Dead Click album number two. So probably
running
towards the end of the year, we're probably gonna start working on that maybe. So.
We need a Dead Click and a D-Tech solo. We need both.
We're gonna D-Tech like that, especially that Dead Click sequel. Like that's not an option, man. Like you guys are doing that. Like we have to hear that, dude. That shit was too fucking good. Like you can't leave us with that. You guys gotta do at least one or five more follow-ups.
Yeah, that Dead Click group. That Dead Click reminded me of like Chronic.
That's what I was, man.
Yep. Also, a shout out to the homie D Pain because he mixed and mastered the track for us. Been a long time, man. So shout out to the homie D Pain, man.
Yeah, he mixed that down.
He's a beast. He's a beast,
oh, yeah.
Man. That dude, that body cipher, that thing was crazy. He put that together, and he did a wonderful job doing that. So shout out to him. And really, man, shout out to you guys, man, for, you know what I'm saying, supporting what we're doing. And you know what I'm saying, we can't thank you enough, man. Real talk, bro.
Thank you, man. It's all about sticking together in this shit.
Already.
Come together, like Brother Nip said.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, man. But we got one more track before we get out of here. This is our Nightmare Walking. But before we play this, I want to give you guys the floor. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Give them all the social media, whatever. Say whatever you want. Shout outs. You know what I'm saying? Same to you, D-Tag. You can have the floor too, brother, because I really appreciate you calling in all the way from overseas at the butt crack of
cool.
fucking dawn, whatever time it is over there.
Yeah.
Let's appreciate
you,
brother. But y'all got the floor,
thanks.
Man.
Same.
Shit, man. We want to shout out to Gangster Nip, you know, holding it down. Psych Ward Entertainment, man. This is Sleepwalkers, Po Out Some Records. Check us out on Facebook at Evil and Murder. That's Evil N, the letter N, Murder.
Or you could type in Sleepwalkers, which is SLEEPWALKAS as one whole word, and you should find us on Facebook.
Yeah, man. Just shout out to all the people supporting. Shout out to Murder Master Music Show, UGS for Life, man.
And shout out to D-Tag, like always, man. You know, you're going to be our brother for life. Beat the fucking mad crazy, man.
Already.
And then be on the lookout for the Secret of the Ooze physical copies. Probably in about 2 or 3 weeks, we'll have those ready to tip out.
With some posters, double-sided posters to go with them. For all the collectors out there.
Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about, man. Definitely. And D-Tag, before we go, too, I want you to talk about the Brother Nip Soldiers Only, too. That just dropped yesterday, right?
Yeah, true. Yeah, it finally came out, and I'm super happy and stoked to see that album come out now. Like, it's just a crazy dope album, and we worked on it for a year and 3 months in total. So that was a very long project, but it just came out so super dope. 22 tracks on it, and yeah. What can you
Already.
Say? It's just very nice to see that one come out.
Yeah, that button is beautiful, man. I love that album.
That's just something like motherfucker.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. Definitely go out and get that album. Like I said, get the Dead Click, get Brother Nip, Soldiers Only, get Sleepwalker, Secret of the Ooze. Go get both the FTI Slowed and Chopped by DJ Red mixtapes. You know what I'm saying? Fuck with UGS for life, and definitely keep fucking with the Sleepwalker. This is Nightmare Walk. Before we get into this, I want to thank you guys again for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. Intro this song for us as we get out of here, fellas. Tell us about this one.
Yo, man, this is Nightmare. Fuck Nightmare, man. If y'all can relate to this shit, feel us on this shit, man. The
song was actually written in 2011, didn't get recorded till 2016. But it turned out beautiful. Much love to Murder Master Music Show. You just to have us on your show, you know.
Definitely going to do it again, fellas. Definitely going to do it again. You guys take care, and again, be safe over there. Everybody we know in Texas, be safe, man. This is a Sleepwalker's Nightmare Walking.
A nightmare walking. Night, back, 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 night, back
rocking my nightmare walking. Like the past talking.
Yeah, I be living in the dream, smoking green all day till my eyes sleep, crow.